Welcome back to the Painted Black Podcast, starring Lou Figueroa, Brian Katz, and your host, Pete Bird.
We are back. Time for another Painted Black show.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm Pete. That's Brian.
Oh, hey.
And there's Lou.
What up?
And joining us this week for a title defense,
John Cena. Do, 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 do.
Boo. John Cena blows.
Stop forcing Dan down our throats.
You guys keep on leaving out those sauces of milk. I'm going to keep coming back to the back door.
Let me give you a proper introduction. Host of Video Games, Video Games, Video Games, a.k.a. VG times 3. We got Dan.
We just had a great episode.
We just recorded one, so we are in podcast mode.
We kept Lou waiting outside a little too long, though. Sorry about that, Lou, man.
Also a little bit drunk.
Lou's a little miffed.
Fucked.
Little saucy.
Well, now I'm really gunning for that belt. So.
Lou is miffed right now. That's my word of the night, miffed.
Mm-hmm.
So let's start it off. How is everyone doing this week?
Good, man. I can't complain.
You got a new hair, do you?
Yeah, what's with the haircut?
I saw that, yeah.
Just shaved off the locks, man.
Where's the mullet?
I never had a mullet.
You had a real dirty hobo thing going on for a while there.
Yeah, man. I outgrew it, man. Just decided to clean that up a little bit.
Yeah,
you started hitting the beard, the full beard.
Yeah.
Now you're a lot less, less dirty hobo.
Swarthy.
Swarthy.
His swarthiness is down like 3 pounds.
Whatever, sweatpants to work? Shut up.
I'm surprised you know what the word swarthy means. Spell it.
This coming from the guy who's like, yo. You should definitely dress like a rapper today.
You should.
He said that in the text.
I was kind of lost. Like, I don't know if I own any rapper-style clothing.
In his head, Lou's like, I'm wearing my same Lego shirt I wear every week. Fuck you guys.
Lou and Pete had no bling to bring.
No. I'm perfectly all right with that.
What bling you wear in Lou Crate shirt?
I always keep my 24 karat on.
Okay.
I'm dripping more gold than you ever seen in one place, Pete.
slight gold chain.
Yeah. It's a thick, thick gold chain. It's modest.
Dan's rocking more gold than you are right now, so step up.
Around
son. The
belt.
Oh, man. It'll come back home.
That's a paper-thin chain. It looks like it dissolves in the rain.
No way, man. This shit would have stopped Hurricane Katrina from flooding New Orleans, man.
All right. Well, I know I do it every week, but we should still explain the rules. I will be grading the show. Big laughs, small laughs, all of them. Fail at a laugh, you get a dong.
Mm-hmm.
Winner gets the belt.
You're going to have to wrestle for me, son. Break out that baby oil.
It's the only way Dan knows how to wrestle.
Right? Yo, you want to get butt naked and wrestle?
I've seen ladies, man. I know what's going on.
You're the Will Ferrell of this bitch.
How was your week, Lou? Good week?
You know, man, like I have so little time to myself where I've been thinking, maybe I should not talk about what I did during the week, but what I've been thinking. Because up here, sky's the limit.
What you dreamed
about? Sky's the limit.
No kids, number one. So what number one thought?
I can't do anything. Right up here.
I'll read a book. That's the first thing I'll do.
If I had free time.
And a library pass. I do have all of those.
I had a Teflon Berman sighting.
Did you?
Yeah, he's looking
out your window?
Through the binocs.
Right.
Yeah.
Who's that him? Dan was like, is that the Pink Panther?
He was actually pressed up. He was actually pressed up against my window. It was very easy.
he takes up a lot of space nowadays.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
He's looking doubles.
Where did it all go?
Where'd what go?
On the heaviness on his
Where's
body.
The chubby falling?
His cheeks.
His big fat cheeks? Like yeah.
Like a bulldog?
Mm-hmm. Mm. Looking doughy. Looking doughy.
Dude's been looking doughy for years.
Weight does not do you well, Teflon Berman.
Shit. That's podcast burn.
Yeah. Oof. Nobody knows what the fuck we're talking about.
When are we going to have another Master Text Theater?
We don't talk no more, man. That was the official end of the friendship.
You could just start.
It's a one-trick thing, Lou. Yeah.
Actually, you know what? I still, my only connection with him is through fantasy football. So kickoff, man. There might be a big old fight.
Do you think you're going to start one because of the podcast?
Yeah, man.
You should.
Yeah, I'll be like, hey, what's up, Stephen? Heard you got fat!
Do you think he would do... Immediately, he'd be like, Dan, I saw Dan. But do you think he would know something was up if I joined your fantasy football league knowing nothing about the NFL?
And your whole deal is just hitting on... not hitting on, but hitting him with fucking vicious posts?
Yeah, I would just pick the worst players in the league.
Kickers. Yeah. Army kickers.
All kickers.
All kickers. Call your team. I got a cheerleader in there.
My kicker threw for 0 yards.
Call your team the leg.
I'm drafting from the puppy bowl.
I'll just give updates. Kicker throws for 0 yards, you ugly bastard.
All right, this is getting very personal to a person that we don't
want to talk
to.
Well, let's talk about the beer choice this evening. I picked this up at random this week. Mm. This is Victory Brewery's Dirty Wolf Double IPA. So, cheers, boys.
Mm-hmm. Cheers. To clank.
That's that ninja.
Thoughts?
I like it.
This is good.
I like the IPAs in general.
I like the doubles.
Smoother than a lot of high octane IPAs.
You don't even taste the burn.
It's an 8.7.
Yeah, 8.7, mm-hmm. which is not bad.
And it's smoother than I would have expected for an 8.7. I know Dogfish Head has the 9 point that is hardier.
Dogfish is a thick brew.
Yeah, it's not as smooth as this.
Well, that's more for the alcohol content, right? People drink that.
No, it's a taste. That
no, they have super wild. Tasty beer. They had wild flavors. Like they have a Halloween flavor that has meat brewed in it.
But it's up there, right?
Alcohol in the
Dogfish Head. Yeah.
No, this one though, I could definitely see myself drinking multiple of these. Man, like it's a smooth beer, and it doesn't have too harsh of a taste. That where if I drink one, I'm like, oh,
yeah,
man.
Might knock you down a little. You have a few of them.
I feel like there's no warning when you come to near a 9 point APV. You need kind of almost like that harsh taste.
Yeah, man, there's a huge warning. It's like, wait, why was my beer $28? Like,
all right,
so true. All right, why don't we kick it off?
Whoa, what's the little rating?
Oh, well, how are we rating it again? Remind me.
It was another round or menu.
I get another round.
Another round on this one for me, man. I like my IPAs.
Lou?
Let me see.
Smell it.
Smells good.
Hints of oak barrel.
Hardy, very earthy.
Mm. Does that
hops? I'm tasting hops.
It has hints of free beer. Mm. Yeah.
The best taste you can acquire. Yeah, I'd get another one of these.
Yeah.
Well, I'd take another one.
If I was ordering myself, I'd see the venue. Yeah.
I think this 4-pack I bought is cost more than you spent on beer ever.
On the other hand, these Arizonas were 50 cents each.
Thrifty.
Yeah.
We all appreciate those Arizonas you brought, too.
That's Lou's recommendation.
Yeah, I don't see
four. Arnold Palmer's.
I don't see four little cups you brought with that.
Little Dixie cups.
Yeah. Hey, guys, you want a taste? You want to watch your beak?
I'm going to say I would come back to it. So I'm going to say, to go with the ratings, I would drink it. I'd probably adventure out to another one, and then I might hit it back if I didn't like the next one. I'd be like, you know what? I like that victory.
Well, you know, we like to keep it a little more simple.
Would you order another round?
No.
No, I can see that.
No.
But is that because it's bad?
It's not hitting it.
Or because you're just a man who likes variety?
You know what?
I like variety. I think it's hard.
I agree that I did like the beer a lot, but you know what, man? Let me see what else is on the menu.
Yeah, I would see what else was on the menu, but I would always keep this in the back of my mind and kind of go back to it.
Register as good beer. It's good beer, but...
So would I.
They have Brooklyn Blast, which is my favorite beer, on tap, I tend to jump around the menu myself.
Nice.
So, let's start this show proper. Want to do some news?
All right, Painted Blackjacks, you said your prayers and you've taken your vitamins. Now it's time for the news.
I love that you guys gave Hogan some work. You know, he's not doing so well in WWE
lately.
He was super affordable to get.
Well, yeah, man. Yeah. Like, his schedule
like,
is
wait
clear.
A second, there's no blacks on your show, is there?
I just keep
He called Brian the N-word, oddly enough.
Yeah, he's terrible. He is terrible.
I was so happy when he did it.
Took it as a compliment.
Yeah.
It's like, woo, finally happened. I'm one of them.
Yes.
I feel so bad. He's such a broken man now.
Oh, him?
Yeah, well, on his Twitter and
the
stuff.
The question is, like, do you
just, like,
do you
inspirational
the
sunsets and whatnot.
It's like, hey, Hulkamaniacs, have you been eating your vitamins and saying your prayers?
I picture he has a lot of Vote Trump on his Facebook now.
Yo, man.
His boat America's is called the Vote Trump.
The Vote Trump.
Yo, man, get on
it's
board.
The Trump Mahal.
The Boat Trump. Boat Trump 2016.
Do you forgive him, though?
Damn, that's good.
Do I forgive Hulkster? Him? Yeah, but I'm not black. So. No, I don't forgive him for 50%. 50% is the black thing, which is, you know, when you're in your home and you're saying shit like that, you mean it.
Yeah.
And 50% is it was on a video of him banging his friend's wife, which is terrible.
Yeah, he was all like, oh, too much sushi, brother. I didn't expect to have sex this afternoon.
I didn't know that my best friend was going to be leaving his apartment this week.
No, his best friend filmed it.
Oh, that happened?
Yeah.
I didn't really follow.
Bubba the Love Sponge filmed him banging his wife. Like, gross. He just came from the sushi buffet. Picture him.
To be fair.
Stuffed to the gills of sushi.
To be fair. His friend's name was Bubba the Love Sponge.
I would assume that's a receiver from gay sex, though.
The I thought he's sponge? The guy that wipes up after.
Yeah. Hey, look, go. The fluffer. His thing. Maybe he was the fluffer.
Bubba the fluffer.
Look, his thing was watching his wife get slammed out by the fucking Hulkamania.
By the Hulk.
All right. When you finish, be like,
I didn't see any of that video. Did anyone see any of that video?
No.
Did he rip his shirt off?
He's looked like an old hot dog for a long time.
I saw it. There was a moment when it looked pretty dark and he thought he was about to blow his load premature, but he fucking hulked up, bro, and he made it.
He jumped off and he's like, what are you doing?
He pulled out the whole strutting around, calling for the fans. Yeah.
What you gonna do,
pussy?
No, you know what? I would watch it if after he prematurely finished, he started to hulk back up and get into it. Second round. Yeah.
And then he leg dropped her vagina. Bam.
Right.
Give the body slam.
All right. Well, because we were recording VG times 3, I didn't read the stories again. So once again, let's discover them together.
I like it when you do that.
Oh, and I like to give Lou's titles.
Sure.
This one's called Pizza Caper.
Yeah,
it is that.
My kind of story.
Yeah, let me cue up sounds.
Do you go to pizzanews.com? Is that
specialdelivery.com, bro?
Pizza is the thing. Like,
follows the Papa John's Twitter.
This is Peyton Manning says.
He's like, whoa, we won! We won the Super Bowl!
You want to find crime, follow the pizza trail.
Italians.
You know, the next cult, you know, the next Jim Jones is going to use pizza instead of Kool-Aid.
That's how you get on that comet spaceship.
Right. Too dark for you guys?
No, no, I'm cool with it.
You don't like, the mass murder jokes?
I didn't know that the Jim Jones was a Kool-Aid thing.
Yeah. Jonestown, son.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
man. But what if you had a pizza jamboree instead of a fucking Kool-Aid death march?
There'd be a lot more dead people.
One of those sounds way more inviting than the others.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure he called it something different. But
haven't been to a good jamboree lately. I would probably check that out.
Yeah.
All right. Well, four people spent the weekend in jail this week after being accused of brawling inside a Florida pizza shop over garlic.
The next motherfucker that makes a move in here is getting pizza in the face.
I would assume.
How do we get audio?
Right. Over garlic nuts.
They were fighting over garlic nuts.
I mean, were they Giuseppe's garlic nuts? Were they dipped in butter? I mean,
those things will kill you.
Yeah.
We know it's from, Flagler County in Florida.
Flagler?
Called Palm Coast Pizza on
it sounds
Friday.
Terrible.
It's like Elio's pizza awful. In a microwave for less than it should be.
And when a 25-year-old Jessica Conti became angry that her garlic knots had cheese on them.
What a stupid bitch.
What, the Parmesan cheese? You gotta have the Parmesan on there.
Dan, any cheese.
This is Florida. Everything's
covered. If they slapped a Kraft American single on top of my thing, I'd be pretty miffed.
No, you wouldn't. You'd be like,
no, I'd be to use our special word of the day, I'd be miffed as hell.
Whoa!
He said it!
No, you would be mad if there was a big fat slice of Kraft singles on your garlic.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because cheese Parmesan and bread never worked out.
Parmesan only.
Look, put cheese on anything. I don't care if it's plastic American.
Maybe if it was like the nacho style cheese.
If we start getting to like melty Swiss cheese, all right, maybe not. But
would you order another round?
Swiss cheese is delicious.
Or would you see the menu?
I like Swiss cheese, but not like I wouldn't want a Swiss cheese pizza.
Yeah, good point. Good point. Yeah, I take back my words.
In Switzerland, that's what they do.
I was going to defend the Swiss.
Would you like a Swiss cheese and cinnamon bread grilled cheese sandwich?
Do you think that happens if you order like a bacon, egg, and cheese in Switzerland? It's Swiss cheese.
What's the worst?
Yeah, me too.
I'm gonna steal this from Mitch Hedberg, but the worst kind of bread to have a sandwich on or a pizza?
In bread.
That's not the Mitch Hedberg joke, but I like it.
Okay. It was just the anniversary of his death the other week.
Yeah.
How long has he been gone? About a decade almost, right?
I think so. Sure. And you know what somebody did?
They left a donut with a receipt.
Exactly.
On his grave. Which is very fitting.
He's smiling in heaven. Or hell. Probably in hell. He's laughing in hell.
Yeah.
Laughing in hell.
That's a better place to be.
Anyway, let's get back to the story.
Better music, 100%.
So we have Miss Conti here. Jessica Conti, 25 years old.
She's not easy on the eyes.
They refunded her.
Conti makes me think she's hot.
She's not one of these.
It's a mnemonic device. Conti is
permanent turkey neck. Like,
oh, she got jowly?
She got Stefanek.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
I thought we agreed on Teflon.
Fuck it. He don't listen.
Well, who cares? Right. I hope he does listen.
He does.
I do, too.
He does.
This is just one insight. The life I used to have. Anyway, so they refunded her money for the garlic knots, and she felt disrespected by the way the money was placed on the table. And oh, became God. Even more irate.
The 65 cents was just needlessly dropped on the table.
And then three guys came in, and they started trashing the place. They started punching the fax machine and cash register.
Fax machine?
Yeah.
Was she
Florida.
You painted your Pizzetti now.
Was she a Crip or something? Like, where'd she get the pizza backup? Like,
well, let's see.
You know she's not paying them if she's trying to return some garlic knots.
She had friends outside. Let's see. Vincent Conti, 23. Sean Cody, 32. And Hareem Jones, 26. We're all just hanging out, waiting for her to get out of the pizza place. Like, and she summoned her goons.
Yo, you guys want to calm down, watch my sister eat some garlic knots? Hell yeah, you know I do.
And they trashed the place. They tossed the whole thing of Parm into a TV.
We're not going to take it.
Causing about $1,000 worth of damage.
That's not even that much.
No.
I can dent my car worse.
That's enough. Oh, my God. She does have Stefan neck. I just got to the picture.
Let me see.
She's the third on the left there.
Or the only female.
The only... Well, even that is questionable.
Oh, is it?
Oh.
She's rough.
Let me see this.
A little rough on the eyes.
She's got, like, that chin inside the neck.
She did time, man. That bitch did time.
Right.
It's like if Snoop was a fat bitch.
If Snoop was a fat bitch. Like it.
Yeah.
So yeah, they got charged with burglary, criminal mischief. Oh, and they had weed on them.
Classic Florida.
So Florida.
And they didn't like cheese? I just would have just I would just ate the 60 cents, whatever it was, and ate that delicious nut.
Look, whenever I order food, that's an adventure. If I don't like it, I'm not getting my money back. That is what it is. Coming back or ordering that again.
Whether it be good or bad, can you respect the restaurant for trying to put their own spin on it?
Yeah, but I mean, she ordered them. Did she take a bite?
She was just being a bitch.
Yeah, she was being a bitch. Who returns garlic knots? Get some class, bitch. Yeah, you're mine.
Keep your $1.65, all right?
I'd like to return these garlic knots. Those were free before the meal. Still, I'd like my money back.
No, the worst part is that she was like, she got her money back, and the person put the server put the money on the table, and she was like, I feel disrespected by the way you put the money on the table.
She's looking for a free meal, this bitch.
She was looking for a fight.
Yeah, deal with it.
She was looking for a fight?
She was on something.
No.
It's Florida. She's on bath salts.
She was like that dude from Waiting, where he's like, I want a motherfucking sundae, and I want some free t-shirts. And
yeah. Bring me a Big Mac. Lou titled this next story, My Kind of Job. So I'm very excited to see what Lou is into.
Which is a misnomer. Oh.
You see how he made fun of you there, right?
Yeah, yeah. And then
you see what I did, right, Lou?
Yeah. A theme park.
You don't have a real job.
In Chessington World of Adventures. Don't ask me where it is. I don't know yet.
Chessington.
World of Adventures.
They want to hire lazy people to be able to sit around for the majority of the day wearing a panda costume.
Okay, so I take it back. This is exactly up Blue's alley.
I can do this.
Mexicans, you say, are frequenting the what?
They say as long as you are able to wear a warm outfit all day, you'll be fine.
Any bitch ever.
I'm already wearing sweatpants.
Is it, though? It depends, because if I'm wearing that in, let's say, Alaska, problem solved.
I'm looking all over for this. It just says Chessington.
That's got to be like the UK or something, right?
Is it North Chessington?
It's South Chessington.
Oh, West Chessington.
West Chessington.
Over the river.
Freezing home.
I think it's Scotland.
Is it Scotland?
I'm not sure. I don't know. I can't find it anywhere.
The ship better be waterproof.
It's from the mirror, so it means it's British somewhere.
Okay.
Anyway, that's the whole thing.
It's my kind of thing.
I don't know.
My kind of gig.
Now, is the whole thing just populated by panda outfit people?
I guess they can't afford real pandas.
There's only so many pandas out there.
Wait, is it a zoo?
Yeah, it's like a zoo, but They can't afford real pandas, so they got to have these people just kind
of
lay
about. I would go to an entire zoo of people in animal health.
I would too!
Go there just so hard. I would love it.
You can throw popcorn and pretzels at them and
just
stuff.
A couple fuzzy outfits, but then a couple body paint exhibits where people just walk around, douchey like horses, eating apples and shit.
Would it be too weird for you?
That's weirdly kinky.
I would love it.
I don't
it.
Like would that. Would that it makes too, me uncomfortable.
Would it be too weird?
I think there would be a lot of jizz in the bathrooms, part of my life.
You get furries eventually yeah. turn
what
it
if
up.
You be, would it be too weird for you if they described the person instead of the animal the costume was wearing? It was like, here is Juan Sanchez. He's wearing a panda costume right now, and he's had a rough go.
No, it would take me out of it. It would take me out of it.
Juan is native to Guadalajara.
You got
to
stay in character the entire time.
He eats nothing but Goya in his 28
years. No, you have to stay in character to the point where if you escape, you have to maul people.
Yeah. For a special treat, he enjoys a churro, which is indigenous to his species.
The vendor.
The street vendor of Mexico City.
Or any sporting event ever.
He is fleeing El Chapo.
No, gotta stay in character. Even if they're like, these two, we're trying to breed pandas. Well, then get ready for it.
Fuck! Do it! That's creepy. You're creepy.
He basically wants to see fucking costume people fucking.
Furries rolling on?
Yo, you know what? It might be cool. See if furries get at it.
No. They can't break character with the little holes or something. They just have to just bump their bodies against
it's nothing but dry humps.
It is soft core at best.
They it's better like, play that bad soft core like oh, saxophone man. Music while they do it.
That bigger panda passed out. I think he blew his load, man.
Pandas get down though. We've done a couple shows where like
one panda gets down.
He goes for like a half hour.
His name is Jack Hammer Panda.
He's flipping him upside down and shit.
I remember that story. That was why it was a story.
He was doing like reverse pile driving.
There was only one porn star panda. Yeah. The rest of the pandas, they can't get the fucking.
The rest of the pandas knew it was on when he spit on his hand and then wiped his shit with it. It was like, oh man,
it's on,
it's on now.
Is that panda catching a blowy? I don't think that's a thing.
The other panda's like, eh.
Well, I haven't heard that noise for a while.
Yeah, right. I didn't miss it. Didn't miss
it. No, it is. It's gross. Right?
It's really gross. I've never got a blowjob that sounded like that.
Me neither.
She ain't doing it right, guys. Come on. Yeah.
No wonder you let go of this last one.
Yeah. But you're all stiff.
Yeah. Yeah. She got down there. She's like, bleh, bleh,
bleh. It's like, that sounds terrible, Pete.
You're not for
she's
me.
She's going
baby.
To town on it. It's like Pete's girl. She's like, nyeh. Yeah. Yeah.
She's like, she goes,
it's a lot. It's you know
yeah, that's what's up.
She Pete's yeah. Pete's actually got the. He's been fooled. He's been hot. He's been hoodwinked. He gets a spit jerk. She spits on it and acts like she's blowing it, but it's just a lot of jerk action. Like,
yeah, doing the old. Would you like more pepper on that?
It's like, oh, it's.
What is he getting?
I actually do hate when chicks do that shit.
Pete catches the Wizard of Oz blowjobs behind the counter curtain.
Pete just gets his pee-pee hole kissed a lot. Right.
Gently. Just a little, like, gentle kisses. Does the job.
Man.
Don't knock it.
Butterfly kisses on his face.
Butterfly lashes.
As it pains me to award point to them. Okay. All right, next story, Lou titled, you done?
Yeah. Brian's really doing it.
He keeps pretending to fillet me. I'm okay with it. Next story, Lou titled.
When you put it that way.
I'm not putting that much effort into it, though.
You put more effort than the last one did. Mm. China's Got Talent.
Meh.
Not talent.
That's what you called it.
Oh, I must have auto-corrected.
That one.
They definitely wrote Tarrant.
That one. That one ugly girl could sing, remember?
Are you talking about that bitch lately?
That cutie?
Who has been doing these videos where she's like dancing with food and shit?
Lou, I don't go that deep in the rabbit hole. I'm talking about the Olympics where they replaced that
I don't watch that.
Questionable little girl with that adorable little girl and had her Milli Vanilli.
I don't know anything about that.
Mm. Well, here's the story.
Yeah.
A singer was performing at an event in China where lip-syncing has been banned since 2008 and accidentally exposed the fact that she had been lip-syncing Can you do that in the mic a little more?
I was just going to give you a beer, but fuck you, man.
You want one?
Yes. Okay.
It wasn't for me. I got a nice 22 right here.
Let me get a beer.
Thanks.
Just a little. That's great. Mm-hmm. Just anyway.
I'm sorry. I was thinking about you.
He's all hot for it.
But the singer accidentally exposed that she was lip-syncing when she held her microphone upside down and sang into it. Her name is...
That doesn't sound like a woman at all.
Lip-syncing!
Thanks, Dino.
Yo, man, she can keep a rhythm, man. She's going places.
Her name, by the way,
yeah.
Sa Ding Ding.
No, I thought it was Wing.
Sa Ding Ding.
Oh.
Y'all know that's a real bitch?
Wing, yeah.
From South Park? I thought that was just them being racist.
No, you can tell when they make... You can tell when they make a face like that, that's a real person. You know, when it's not just a big round thing
the voice,
with a face.
Though, I figured it was
when
just
they take
like
30 seconds instead of the normal 15 seconds to make the character.
It just sounded, sort of pen on the paper is
it
like,
just
that's
sounded too ridiculous. I'm like, this has got to be bullshit.
I think you mean ridiculous.
Right.
Yeah.
He just yells at it all the time.
Anyway, this all happened on live TV, and yeah.
Damn. Holding the mic upside down.
So what happened? Was she arrested?
I'm looking for it.
They put you to death for that shit.
She was executed promptly.
Yeah.
Like, how do they execute people over there?
Bamboo spears.
Yep.
Damn, I thought they played like...
Uppercut, right into the pit.
They take the sword of destiny. And...
Yeah. Nah, she got a slap on the wrist. Was sacrificed to an elder god.
Hmm. Sacrificed to an elder god?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, god of thunder or something. I don't know. It's China. Who cares?
I think they do. All right, different gods. All right.
Raiden. You don't know Raiden, Brian?
He's Chinese? I thought he was Japanese.
Who knows?
Oh, rice patty hat. Probably Chinese. All right.
we learn everything we know about Asia from fighting games.
Raiden, how ridiculous
Raiden
is that
is
fucking
not historically accurate,
made.
By the way.
That?
Raiden is not historically accurate, by the way.
Yeah, clearly not. They have Christopher
the
Lambert
guy
in the movie.
Fucking jumped through the screen like... It's like, wow, that does not sound like Chinese gibberish.
If we're going to get technical,
better than
he's...
Liu Kang's fucking curly from...
That was the best move, too. You hold B down for like 2 seconds and let it go.
The guy who played, like an eye poke.
The guy who played Liu Kang was like my Asian hero through the 90s.
You had an Asian hero?
Liu Kang.
All right, this next story is titled Taking the Piss.
Yeah. Oh, man. Sounds like a good segment for the show. Time out.
A house owner asks tenant to leave for not paying rent, then finds over 200 bottles of urine in his bedroom.
So how it used down there or something? Like...
He's going to get on his spruce moose and fly away.
Get in.
We are in full Simpsons mode. God damn it.
Model?
The owner of the house went into the guy's room to find over 200 bottles of urine and Coca-Cola cans stuffed with condoms.
Like, okay, used condoms or just, like, packed?
I think our only question here is, how high a level do you think he is in World of Warcraft?
You want to guess where?
He's that dude in the South Park episode.
Yeah,
he's killing people without their consent.
Where do you think this is?
That?
Yeah. Where would you place this?
Man, that sounds like a suburban crime. I want to say California.
Well, I'm going to say, because I don't know.
You
where
read
it
the story.
I didn't read the location.
Yeah,
maybe it's like North Carolina.
North Carolina?
Like a piss crime? I think.
Well,
I'm going to go Canada. I'm going to say perhaps he's got a warm room.
You're closest because it's out of the country. This is in Melbourne,
Australia.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Good day, mate.
So he couldn't pay the rent with that liquid gold?
I'm looking at pictures of the apartment. It is a... You can't call it hoarding. Hoarding's organized.
No, it's not.
He's just pissing in bottles and has no place to put them.
I want to tell you that hoarding is very far from organized.
Yeah.
It's the complete opposite. It's a mess.
No, but this is...
They take the garbage out of the house
Look,
and find like dead cats.
He's not hoarding
because
he's not collecting. He's just pissing in bottles and not throwing them out.
Random bottles, too. Here's a picture of the bottles.
Mountain Dew. Oh, my God. And piss?
Oh, he's got
gross.
Everything.
Mountain Dew's already pissed.
He's got like $5 in deposits.
Yeah. Mountain Dew might as well just be like a water slide down to your penis.
See, Lou, I like how you always find the good in things. It's like $5 deposits, man, that's cash money in that
right.
piss.
Mountain Dew to me is clown piss. Like, that's
Clown piss is shit you drink, that Monster Energy shit. That is clown
piss. No, because at least that has a benefit.
No, it tastes like clown piss. Like, if clowns had piss, it would taste like Monster.
Mountain Dew is purified clown piss. It's
Mountain Dew is filtrated. Taco Bell greatness. And
it's redneck jizz. It's horrible.
Redneck jizz? That's harsh. You drink Monster. Like, you don't drive a fucking a motorbike or any type of shit like that.
How do you know?
Come on, man.
Do you know what he sports, does during the weekends?
If only it came like secret life. Like a slide whistle whenever you drink that shit.
Get to the bottom. It's like... Doo, 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 doo.
That's it. I'm joining Clown College.
I think the grossest thing...
I don't think any of us expected him to say that.
Anyone who didn't see that picture, the grossest thing is some of those bottles are beer bottles with no caps. You know, I mean, you piss in a Coke bottle and you
gotta
crank
seal it
the
up.
Top down again. All right. I guess that's road trip material. Well, but you don't just... piss in beer bottles with no caps.
Well, the Coke bottle is at least giving you 8 extra ounces of piss.
Yeah, but at the same time, beer bottle, that's where your mistake happens. That's where you reach for the wrong bottle.
And that's a small neck. There's obviously some splash.
Spillage.
Yeah, but no, this is are you ever going to grab a bottle that's like warm to the touch and be like, ooh, a frosty beverage?
The point is, sometimes...
This guy's on a different level. He's saying that the odor of piss is in the air.
Yeah. Sometimes I go a day without doing dishes and I feel like I'm a garbage person. I can't imagine how this person
would feel. Street rats!
You get that slight whiff of like, ooh, yesterday's dinner. This guy lives in piss.
What'd you have, Joe's apartment for dinner? What do you mean?
I got the singing roaches and everything.
Tastes like piss. This is piss.
Sweetie Todd. Like piss.
This is piss. All right, next story is titled, Beer Guts Be Damned.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Let's see.
This is good for us.
Be praised.
I'm hiding mine with this gold belt.
Which you're in the lead, just so you know.
Oh,
but
shit.
Not dun, by dun, much. Dun, not by dun, more than dun, a point, so I would settle the fuck down.
I also got to stop throwing out that John Cena because everyone hates him.
He also got donged one, so I'd watch it.
I'll start doing it.
Pete's about to give you some terrible head, Dan.
I mean, okay, I guess. I don't know
sloppy,
why.
Sloppy, unenthusiastic, kissy face head.
I think we've all established that he doesn't really know what it's like. Anyway.
Gentle kisses on the urethra? that's how it's done, right?
Just rubs flowers on it.
Gentle blow.
It's a blowjob. He's blowing it.
It's like a Vegas man. Move on.
All right. Well, let's see what we got here. The story just opens with a big fat beer gut picture. There is a high protein beer that is being launched that promises not to give you a beer belly.
That's a great idea,
but horrible beer farts.
Ooh, that's a bad idea.
It contains about 21.8 grams of protein, which is a lot of fucking protein.
Dude, that's probably the most thickest, sludgiest beer ever.
I gotta say, any of this shit that they come out with, the Nutri-Bars or the cookies or anything that has extra protein, tastes like asshole.
Want to guess the ABV on this one?
4.
4?
It's gotta be harsh, man. I bet you it's 12.
No, they're 12? Packing protein in there, dude.
Yeah, but what's gonna take the sting off the protein? It's alcohol. Get drunk.
Mm.
Correct answer? And if we were playing Price is Right rules, without going over, you both lose 3.6.
Yeah, I know it was low.
Weak shit.
I know that shit was low.
You gotta drink a lot of this shit.
That's fucking disgusting.
You're gonna get like one beer like this, like 28 grams of protein, you're drunk for the rest of the night type beer.
No, you're not getting any buzz, but you're getting your week's worth of protein.
That's disgusting.
So if you're not getting any buzz, what the fuck's the point?
It's not much less than a Bud Light, though.
Got 92 calories,
but it probably tastes like utter sludge.
I bet it tastes like a beer mixed with an
egg
yolk.
It is probably like cracking open a bottle of cookie dough. Like, it's just
gross. That's way better than probably. I'd rather crack open a bottle of cookie dough than the super protein beer.
I would rather just drop some protein, like some chocolate protein, in a Young's double chocolate and just drink it.
When you say drop protein, you mean jizz and drink it?
Yes, Lou.
What he likes to do is jack off into ice cube containers, freeze them, and put them in his drink so he gets that extra testosterone.
No, just in case I die so my wife can have another child. That's what I do.
I think you should stop for a while.
Dan Jinks.
How many kids you need?
Right? Are you making a band? Like, what the fuck?
On the real, though, Dan Jinks is jizz.
Makes you more manly.
No more breast milk.
Recycle testosterone. Oh,
how do you put hair in your chest, bro?
All right, next story is titled "Worst Tattoo Going Viral." Another tattoo story, huh?
Is it a tramp stamp?
Do you just have tattoo nightmares like on your quay?
You know, maybe it's because you know
on your queue. On your queue on Netflix.
Quay?
You're getting...
Quay is the Vulcan way to pronounce it.
Quay.
Yeah. Do you just have tattoo nightmares there?
On your quay?
Yeah.
You got to quayed up?
Yeah, exactly.
Quayed up for reviewing?
Quay, I've never heard that.
You've never heard that?
No. How many people say it wrong like that?
I'm not on the Netflix message boards like you, Lou. I don't care about Netflix.
Everybody knows it's cute.
Dude, I would love to get you drunk and get you tattooed on your back. Just be like, I love pop culture. Just like everything you hate.
Well, I don't think I would agree to that.
I'd rather get a big dick on his back.
No, because
that's what I tell you. I say it was pop culture, but it really is a big dick.
Lou doesn't have enough, like, back to cover all the things he hates.
What if I tattooed your back in a turtle shell?
We got to cover his back in every movie ever made.
Every movie?
Every song ever written.
I mean, if I was like really drunk, he could probably convince me to do like a Big Trouble Little China back piece, like big.
A Yakuza joint?
Be good.
Well, this guy in the story got a lion. Got a lion tattoo. Put it online, and people have described it as it looks like this lion was boiled to death.
It's a Fabio lion.
Who wants a photo?
I do.
It joint looks like the Pink Panther.
I wouldn't say yes, but I want to see why they say it's boiled to death.
Ooh. Looks like that guy from Silence of the Lambs made that shit.
It looks like
an open-faced roast beef sandwich.
It looks like
that's just gross.
It looks like his tattoo was colored by numbers, but they stopped halfway.
With, like, kielbasa dreadlocks.
It's disgusting.
For a lion mane.
I'm telling you, that's some Pink Panther shit. Who's the one that's kind of fruity? Snaggletooth.
Exit. Stage
left. Yeah. He definitely looks like he's getting
exit. It would have been great if he would have left the tattoo shop like that. Like,
ooh. Hey, time to pay the bill. Exit. Stage left. I don't even get the joke. I didn't put...
Owe me $12 for that tattoo. Get back here.
It does kind of look like the Cowardly Lion in a certain way.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess, man.
And that thing is big. That's his whole shoulder.
That's his whole fucking shoulder.
Whole shoulder.
Damn. You know.
Now, is he getting it covered up by experts?
Does not say.
Experts? Question mark.
Basically, this article is just referring to how harshly he was mocked by his friends, loved ones, and the internet.
As he should be.
Yeah, what did Lionel Hutz say? He was like
lambasted on the internet.
What did Lionel Hutz say? Was like money back? Question mark.
No, comma. Money back.
It was like that.
All right, moving on. We got one more news story. Ooh, okay. This one's titled "Couple Loves to Gape."
Is gape a sex verb?
Yes.
Could be.
He just said yes, it is.
It's a porn word. You should know it. You sent me a horrible video earlier.
Buttholeness.
Yes.
It's an open butthole.
Mm-hmm.
And according to Brian's text messages, involves eating Fruit Loops out of.
Look, man.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
They were Fruit Loops, man.
They were eating... Why would you send that?
Because it got sent to me, man. I got to pay it forward, bitch.
It was disgusting.
I know.
It's not like the ring, Brian. You know, you could just not... You could be like, this is gross. I don't have to share this.
Yeah.
No.
Nobody else needs to die here.
I don't need to be able to
see that. What was it titled? The Fruit Loop?
No, it was titled, hey, check this out, friends. And then I watched it. And I was like, son of a bitch. And now I hate buttholes and Fruit Loops. And then I had sent it to these guys.
It's not even like they put Apple Jacks in there or anything.
This guy.
What if they made Fruit Jacks in a girl's butthole? Would you eat it?
Of course.
Milk?
Of course. He would eat.
Was there milk involved?
Yes.
In this video?
There was milk involved.
Lou would eat if it was crisp.
Spoon?
Lou would eat
was there a spoon?
There was a spoon.
Lou would have eaten it if it was Crispix. Like, that's...
Oh.
All right. Is it a normal Crispix asshole or like a prolapsed colon?
Fake ass chick.
Pink sock asshole.
It had one of those, I don't know what you call them, but mini wheat. Gynecological tools that spreads.
Oh, no, this was a special butthole tool. It was in the shape of a circle.
Some Clockwork Orange shit?
Yes. Picture that in a butthole, pulling it open, and somebody pouring Fruit Loops and milk into...
Whole milk.
Sounds like a balance.
Oh, they're monsters, whole milk.
1%. Come on, dude.
Come on.
That sounds like a balanced breakfast right there.
There was no bananas and toast.
That's easily rectified.
Whole milk, oh! You know, whole milk makes it disgusting. If it was almond milk, I'd be like, all right, at least he's got a little healthy.
All right, a little almond milk. All right, so they're trying to pump up.
You know what? I feel that they were working for it. I'd be like, all right, these guys have been really kind of hitting the gym for it, probably. A little almond milk in the fridge.
Putting time in.
Yeah. Well, now whole milk is gross.
Now that I've read this story, by the way, I mispronounced the word. They're talking about a gapper. Not a gaper.
Oh, all right. Oh.
But butthole stuff is
gross.
I would
have never admitted that. I would have gone to my grave saying the other way.
What's up with Q now?
Yeah.
Are you sure it's about...
What's up with Q now?
Q doesn't sound so bad.
Well, apparently there's this 33-year-old chick who's dating a 60-year-old dude. And she's going around telling everyone that dating a gapper is awesome, referring to an age gap.
Like a gipper? I'm dating the gipper.
The Gipper.
I thought it was definitely referring to her getting her ass stretched
You
out.
Clearly didn't read this story before sending it to me.
Oh, man. Win one for the Gapper? All right, I'm in it.
This is crazy. We have somebody looking up news stories who doesn't read them, sending them to a guy who reads the news stories who does not read them.
Hey, look, man. I appreciate the titles, man. There's some quality titles in there.
I like it.
We got to talk about Fruit Loop Butthole. I mean, we got
on the real. I mean, what other foods would you eat out of butthole?
It's sickening to look at. You should.
I'm thinking like you get some. You put some syrup in there. You might be able to get some waffles.
Syrup and fruity.
No.
Cereal
like waffles
gross.
And syrup. Out of a butthole, would you do that?
No, that's too dry. It's drying up the butthole.
I don't know. Add some butter.
You're not eating it out of your own asshole.
I guess the question is, how would I eat it out of my own asshole?
Why are you worried about dry asshole if it's not yours?
Am I involved in cleanup in any way?
No, you're just there to eat.
I eat out of the butthole and then I leave.
You have some waffles and some OJ and you bounce.
Coffee, no OJ.
Coffee.
Diner's
breakfast.
Choice.
And you want waffles?
I'm saying...
That's your thing, waffles.
If y'all don't want cereal, maybe waffles is your game.
I love me some waffles, but they gotta be...
Steak and eggs.
I don't like steak and eggs.
I'm lost. What are you talking about?
I don't fuck with steak and breakfast.
Lou's wondering what you would eat out of a butthole.
Hmm. Out of a butthole?
Favorite breakfast buttholes.
Only breakfast foods.
Last time we talked about this shit.
Oh, you know what I would eat out of a butthole? Nintendo cereal. I haven't had it for a minute.
Okay.
Like, remember that? Remember Nintendo cereal?
Just
the
like
Link's
half the box was Mario, half the box was
you
Zelda.
You would save the Link. Anyone else?
I would want to enjoy my butthole, not like be like, I like Nintendo.
Yeah, he wants creme brulee.
I need something to keep come. Oh, crepes! Crepes!
Well, that's your thing.
Butthole crepes.
Yeah, some blueberry crepes.
Okay.
Make it fancy.
Blueberry crepes?
French butthole.
Look, all I'm saying is last time we talked about this, we almost broke up Casa Mirth. So.
I think the only thing that could taste the butthole is peanut butter. I take peanut butter in the butthole.
Just PB?
You got chocolate in my peanut butter.
Yeah, but a lot of jokes.
You got peanut butter in my butthole. shit.
And I want to say that the peanut butter in the butthole is more unpleasant than me leaving it out.
Yeah.
So would you want peanut butter in your butthole?
What if you got raccoons?
I don't like
raccoons
peanut butter.
Raccoons love peanut butter.
Well, raccoons take fingers. True.
Right. Imagine what they do to your butthole.
Probably just be in heaven.
You and the sound effects. Well, that's it for the news. Basically, this chick was just talking about how happy she was banging a 60-year-old.
That's why I thought it was gaping. Because it's all about her banging this old dude. If you think about it, one of us marries someone who was just born today. In
that's,
30 years.
I take myself out of this argument.
He's,
that's what that's
he's
about.
60.
That's
she's
kind
30.
Of the age difference.
Yeah.
There is a 30-year age gap.
Okay, but he at least waited 30 years for her to get like mature.
Right. Well, good on him.
Right.
He's not banging babies, newborn babies. That's
even
terrible.
If she was 18, it would have been grosser, but she's 30-something.
No, she's 18. That's, you know what? That's legal. Good for him.
It's still gross.
Why?
I want to bang because
she could be. He could be her granddad.
So it's only gross for her. Who's? It is gross. You know what? I don't like seeing the
it's
guy
gross.
From the Playboy bang.
It's gross.
Or think of
and
bang.
They,
right?
They're flaunting their sexuality.
Those 18-year-olds?
Giving tips. No, this couple.
The gappers.
Oh, are they? They're giving tips on they're how on, to have sex with old dudes?
Yeah. Yes. You know what? I heard a big secret from... who's the guy from Playboy again?
You, Hugh Hefner.
Yeah. To have tons of dough. And they
money.
Just, they're just money. Down, man. They just... You know what? They no's turn to yes is with dough.
Right.
Does he have any more dough? He's not even showing any nudity anymore, right?
That's because
the dough doesn't just dry up.
Did you hear the thing about the mansion?
Yeah, he's trying to rent
that shit out.
Well, he's selling it.
Yeah, but he's selling
the mansion. But the stipulation is, you buy it, he has to live there until he kicks off.
Which is like
so basically, you're just paying for an old ass roommate because that place is supposed to be a dilapidated.
Really?
Oh yeah.
I'm sure he hasn't changed the carpets for quite some
time. Yeah, man. The last time it's he renovated, shag. Arnold Schwarzenegger was banging a maid in there, man.
Yeah. The only thing getting changed in there is the house for that.
He didn't leave the house to fuck the maid. That's the whole point of
Are you kidding me? Do you think he grabbed his maid and drove off somewhere to have sex with her?
No, why would he fuck Hugh Hefner's maid?
The only reason he fucked the maid was so that he didn't have to leave his house to get laid.
It's the whole point of a bang maid.
Did you see her? She looks like the maid from Family Guy.
But what about back then?
No, still.
No, what about back then? She probably looked great.
No.
No, she didn't.
She probably looked like Sofia Vergara back
She still looked like a refrigerator box.
No, she didn't.
Her son looked spot on Schwarzenegger, bro. Is the biggest Mexican ever, bro.
He's the Mexinator.
It's like, who's that tan Austrian? Like, Jesus Christ.
The Mexican oak.
All right.
I was going to say Mexican, but that was just a crossover.
Mexa-oak.
Mexican and Conan. It just worked out too evenly. All right. That's it for news.
Yeah.
Quick break.
Yeah.
Sure. Back with some games. Hey guys, hope you're enjoying the show so far. We're taking a little break, get some more beers, stretch our legs a little bit. Just want to take a quick moment to thank you all for listening and ask you a big favor. If you can please go rate and review us on iTunes.
Rate and review us on Stitcher.
Don't forget to vote for us on Podcastland because every vote helps.
Yeah, let's get us featured. And don't forget, tell your friends. You think we're funny? Tell some people. Spread the word. Every like we get, every download we get makes us smile, keeps us moving along. So thank you guys, and enjoy the rest of the show. Hey, I'm Rob.
And I'm Slim.
And we do things like eat hot dog smoothies and have our interns shit in adult diapers.
Yakov Spiridov loves us. He raves about us on Twitter.
We do a lot of great interviews with musicians, actors, and comedians.
We've also gotten a bunch of death threats and lawsuit threats.
If any of these things intrigue you, then check us out. Find us on SoundCloud, iTunes, Stitcher, and YouTube.
Robin Slim, internet radio at its finest.
Pew, 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 pew.
All right, we're back.
We're back.
So check out our friends at hashtag Potter and Family. You know where to find them.
Mm-hmm.
And check us out on the Twitters and the Facebooks and all that fun stuff. Let's play. Want to play a game?
Mm-hmm.
Sure. Now, you guys hit the Twitter a lot harder than the Facebook, correct?
Yeah, I don't like Facebook.
See, I hit the Facebook more than I hit the Twitter.
Yeah. You know,
I like backstorying people. Like, I like being like, oh, who liked me? What's their family life like? What's
Dan's a stalker.
So you're a fucking creeper.
Yeah, a little bit.
I like to know where they grew up. Maybe what their dreams are, you know?
Where do you live?
Where do they hang out? Do they have any kids?
Where did you
How many
get
people
your
have they slept with?
Like, what medications do you take?
Where do they see themselves in 10 years?
Do you fall asleep a lot? Are you a heavy sleeper?
What's their favorite cereal?
Do you like men?
I do. That's I do like building to know if they're right? homosexual. Yeah.
Are you down? Yeah. Are you down?
DTF? You like
the, you like the D?
Do you give gentle kissy blowjobs?
No, that's a Pete question. Anyway.
You want to play this movie game?
Hey, turn that shit off. This is Paint a Black movie game.
I still love it.
I never knew that you like kind of disliked that band. Like,
I'm fucking it.
Everyone kind of disliked that.
But it's like one of these bands that like, don't matter. So like
they don't matter. They pulled us in with a cover song, only to prove that they sucked later.
That's true.
We're all like, hell yes.
Are you
criminal.
Okay? Are you okay?
That's a great song. Oh, it's a great song because Michael Jackson did it.
And if anybody sues us to try and get money, it's gonna be Alien Ant Farm.
What
they need that shit.
They need it more than we do.
Yeah.
Like Michael sued us. Whoa, time out. Did you hear Paint Black Comics use our shit? Like,
right. How are we gonna pay for all these trips to Africa?
Don't put it past them. All right, so I like to tie this into movies that are coming out this week. I'm gonna give you an actor, a type of movie, and something to kind of work into this plot. You're gonna be the plot of the movie. This week, a movie that is being referred to as the worst movie of the year came out. Gods of Egypt.
Really?
Worst movie.
This movie got destroyed.
It looked like a piece of shit.
It looks like a piece of shit.
That shit has my M. Bob on Game of Thrones, man.
Doesn't matter. He's in a shitty movie. And also in it is Gerard Butler. Yeah. So we're going to put him in a movie.
Has my M-Bomb 300, bro.
Right.
I want Gerard Butler. He's going to be in a CGI animated kids movie. Mm. Involving a cannon.
Called This is Sparta!
Okay.
I was literally about to say any description that Brian has is going to involve this dude kicking someone down a hole.
Kicking something, yeah. Right. Well, I want him in this CGI movie with a can of refried beans. Mm. Who wants to go?
All right, man, me. Okay, Gerard Butler in The Mexican 2. He has a can of refried beans, and he rents a El Camino, and he goes down. What was the third thing?
CGI animated movie?
It was a CGI animated movie?
Yeah.
All right. Well, it's animated Gerard Butler, and he's going down to Mexico to find out.
Whose phone's making noise?
Dan, looking at you.
My phone's over here, dude.
Move it.
Suddenly it's gone.
One
more time, what was the three things?
Gerard Butler and a CGI animated kids movie involving a can of refried beans.
All right, I will take it back. It's only the Mexican 2, but because it's a kids movie.
The Mexican 2.
The Mexican.
The Mexican.
The Mexican.
All right, it's Gerard Butler, and he has his can of beans, and he's a very Australian guy, and
you are regretting going first.
Yeah, definitely.
He is.
Well, okay. Well, it's kids. It's super CGI thing. All right. Well, anyway, I'm going back to my old thing. Anyway, it's the it's a Mexican too, and he's driving down to Mexico. It's CGI, right? But it's like the first R-rated CGI movie where like you see Gerard Butler like, you know,
Cool World, son.
CGI. He said children's, though.
Oh. Yeah, children's. Children's R-rated movie.
Children.
Like Deadpool.
Yeah.
Just like Deadpool, but with, you know, Gerard Butler and animated.
A can of refried beans.
All right, you're about to get sunk. You got like 10 seconds.
Oh, my God. Anyway, long story short, he's got a beard.
You get,
and he pulled the save out with the beard.
As far as scoring goes, I've never done an all dong edition of this.
It's like the bell tolls for you, Brian, a ding dong.
I bet
you got something, Lou?
Yeah, I think I'll go.
Dan, you fucking ding donger.
I'm not like, oh, me first.
No, I appreciate the enthusiasm.
I know. He always goes first. He almost
because
always
he's got that can do attitude.
He does.
Don't knock that.
I'm not. I'm totally agreeing.
Who wants next?
All right, I'll take it.
Which motherfucker is going to step up? Lou already volunteered.
All right, so Gerard Butler is the star for this guy's solo movie we've been waiting for too long, Slowpoke Rodriguez.
I'm into it.
And he owns exactly. He owns a refried bean factory, but it's a front. He's running drugs.
They just
Slowpoke does. That's why he always had that gad on him.
That's why he's so sleepy. It's marijuana.
He's like, these guaylos, man. You just don't have to fry the beans at all. You just give regular beans to these.
Okay, real quick, guaylos. That's a fucking Japanese word or Chinese word.
I don't even recognize the word.
You're thinking gringos.
Yeah, gringos.
No.
Guaylo is Chinese.
No. He's trying not to be racist and use an Asian term.
I don't approve of that.
Whatever. Nice try. I appreciate the attempt. These gaijin are saying what?
So he's basically like the fucking, what do you call him? Who's that big drug runner?
Pablo Escobar?
Escobar. He's the Escobar of the mouse world. Running them refried beans.
It's like Scarface with Slowpoke Rodriguez?
Exactly.
Say hello to my little friend, cousin Speedy.
Speedy is his number one hitman. Sicario.
I thought Speedy was like his number one drug addicted dude.
Yeah. All the cocaine.
Yeah.
In America, that's what I'm saying.
Right.
In America, first you get the tamale. Then you get the women. Then you get the power.
Underly, baby.
You know you're right. Destroying your body with
that
shit.
I'm going to say that this is an animated movie sponsored by Donald Trump. and it is about a white neighborhood that finally gets a bodega.
I see where this is going.
And
psych wall.
And
everyone gets
it's
raped.
A nightmare. He wakes up. It's a nightmare, and he wakes up. Thank God I built that giant wall.
Yeah. At the end, he wakes up Bob Newhart style, just full on real world, and he wakes up and he's like in the White House.
Ooh,
no, the whitest, no, the whitest it's ever been.
By the way, did anybody see Trump of Thrones on
no.
YouTube?
No, I didn't.
They superimposed Donald Trump's face onto like Jon Snow, where he's talking
I think
about
it belongs on Joffrey. More.
He's talking about building the wall as Donald Trump's marching across the wall.
I like it. Yeah, yeah.
I got a meme this week with Donald Trump sitting in a limo, pointing a gun out the window, being like, "Get in, pussy. We're making America a better place."
God, I hate that man. I hate that.
That's
fucking,
a good meme, though. That's a good one.
Shitbag. All right, moving on. Next one. We had another movie come out called Triple Nine. I don't know a lot about this thing, but it's got Chiwetel Ejiofor.
That guy's the man.
Who is that? Chiwetel
Ejiofor? He was in that movie Inside 12
Years
Man.
12 Years a Slave.
12 Years a Slave. Yeah.
Don't know.
Serenity.
Four Brothers.
Four Brothers.
Who was he in Four Brothers?
The bad guy.
Yeah. No, he wasn't the black guy, guys.
He was a bad guy. He was like banging his underling's wife or something.
Yes.
No, Remember when he was leaving? That was like the coldest scene in any movie where he's like, I gotta hurry up. I got a hot date with a Spanish lady or whatever. It was that guy's wife.
He made him eat his food off the floor and he made his wife join him.
Yeah.
This is dirty.
Cold-blooded.
So now we all got a mental image?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Chiwetel is?
Chewy. Right. They call him Chewy.
I like Chewy. I want him in a romantic comedy.
Mm-hmm. Oof.
Involving a piggy bank.
I don't think he's ever done that, has he?
He hasn't. That's why I chose it.
Hmm.
Okay. All right. I got it.
All right, Dan.
He's about to go on a date with this guy's wife. And he realizes that all his drug money is tied up right now. But he's got his piggy bank, so he cracks it open, and it's actually a cutie romance about how he can make this $5.45 last on a romantic date and still look like the big boss.
I got a title, 7 Dates on $7.
I love it. I love it. So, and keeping with that, he's got to have one of the dates being free since he's only got $5.45.
All right. I'm into it. Mm-hmm. That's not bad.
Right. And the one date is cut short because he's killed and thrown under the ice. Anyway.
I want to know if if his tactics work in the real world.
All right. I think I got it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Luke's cracking over that Batman bank you got for Christmas.
All right. All right. So it's one more time. It's this guy, piggy bank.
Chiwetel Ejiofor in a romantic comedy involving a piggy bank.
All right, it's a dark romantic comedy starring this guy and
this guy,
Chiwetel,
starring the bad guy from
12 Years a Slave,
starring Chiwetel Shabu-Shabu.
You say his name, motherfucker. Stop it,
Chiwetel Ejiofor.
Starring Chujubi. Let's go.
I said it 9 times.
Look, man, fuck your phonetics. All right. anyway, so this guy is basically he's a real weird soul and like he's very very like an inward person. And some girl at the office is always nice to him. And anyway, during his birthday month, she makes him a cake, wishes him happy birthday. He takes that as like a delusional date thing. He breaks his piggy bank open to get the money, and he gets this whole big date plan for her. But like she's like, "Oh, I don't like you like that." Blah 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 blah. Anyway, the funny part is he fucking starts like hallucinating, killing everybody, and it's a comedy, right?
I'm waiting for the comedy.
In funny ways, man. Like, he's just like, hey, look, man.
Like Deadpool.
Like Deadpool, man. He's just like, hey, man.
Sounds a lot like Just Desserts. That
I'm the only guy who gets quoted on myself, man. Like,
no, it was a good story. It was.
But you guys are dickfaces. Anything that's remotely like my shit, it's just like.
The problem is out there that Brian is the writer for Painted Black Comics. So we all read his stories. Ahead of time.
Yeah.
It was a good story. I like
Long story
it.
Short, Medea showed up. Okay, and there was a black... You know what? Medea.
So it turns out the guy, Jujubee or whatever his name is Medea all along. Mm-hmm.
a couple of hallelujahs later,
Bruce Willis shows up and he's
blacks
like,
throw their money at it.
Okay. Yeah, Jujubee Ejiopondage ends up as Madea. Alright.
Haley Joe Osmith shows up and he's like, wait, you're Madea.
No one knows who Haley Joe Osmith is.
No, that guy outside, is like a freak.
Outside of what's right? that? I see dead people.
Did you see Entourage, the movie?
Yeah.
No, I didn't. Is he
He's
in it?
The bad guy.
He is.
He's a bad guy in Entourage, the movie?
He's Billy Bob Thornton's son with the big head and the tiny little eyes.
I just want to. He is a disgusting looking
dude. He does have a big head and tiny little eyes.
He's a weird. He grew up to be a weird looking dude.
Yeah.
He could have been Grima Wormtongue.
Come on the show sometime. No, nothing better going on.
Don't come on the show, guy. We hate you.
Lou?
All right. I think I'm going to take a little bit from Dan, where Chewie is looking for a cheap way to entertain his date. The movie's called Break the Bank, right?
All right. I like
the
name.
So, lady, she likes the high-class shit. She likes the guy to go all out. What he tells her is, you know what? You can break open the bank. That's how we're going to start the date. And unbeknownst to her, it starts a series of clues in a scavenger hunt. So she's going all over town trying to solve the mystery. Meanwhile, he's working a day at the restaurant trying to earn enough for a meal.
He's a busboy.
Or who knows what he's doing. He's washing dishes.
Let's say he's bussing tables.
Yeah,
like
whatever.
A busboy.
And eventually,
in the box.
She gets there. You know, I don't want to spoil the ending, but... romance.
You don't
air.
Have one.
Romance is in the air. Spoiler alert, this movie's happening.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, alright. So don't ruin the ending.
Spoiler alert, green light.
Spoiler alert, he runs in the airplane terminal and right before
he's
so
running.
He's working at a restaurant.
He's running.
He's bussing tables. He's trying to make it a date. Yada yada yada. Blah blah blah. 12 years of sleep.
Yeah.
Look, he worked at Red Robins and served unlimited fries the whole time.
He's so. Running through an airplane terminal with the boombox over his head.
It's the romantic
with
comedy
the song,
of the year.
So kiss me.
We got one more for you guys.
All right, let's do it.
There's a movie called Eddie the Eagle.
I don't know what the fuck that is.
It's a Disney flick about sports, which means it's a feel-good bullshit nothing. But it's got the kid from Kingsman.
Eddie the Eagle?
We got a bobsled
team. You should have went for... You should have went for Zootopia or something.
Not out this week.
At least I... Oh, really?
Not out this week.
All right.
Also in this movie, Hugh Jackman. He's...
Well, so right?
We're going to put Hugh Jackman...
Yeah, that's pretty much him.
He's in a political thriller. With a one-legged whore.
Wow.
The one-legged whore?
He
political
likes dirty
thriller.
Shit.
Hugh Jackman, one-legged whore.
All right, I think I got this one.
All right, Lou?
All right, so Hugh Jackman, right... he's got trouble with basically containing his appetite. He loves the sweets, right? Them sweets come to life.
Wait, what?
Them sweets come to life. Eventually he loses it, kills the whore.
Oh, no.
Shots fired. Oh, that's so inside.
Listen,
I call
you.
It just treats.
I'm sorry.
I missed it.
I'm sorry, listeners to the show, that you're not going to
you
get it.
You may have changed words, Lou Figueroa, but the intellectual property of that joke belongs to Brian.
Okay. Brian, I'm going to spell it out real slow. Ready?
All
right. He stole
Hugh Jackman's a fat guy.
All right, I know what you're getting at.
Oh, I get you.
Right.
Touche.
Wow.
Ed Tulu? Ed Tulu?
A.K.A. the famous unproduced Brian script.
All right, so my story is Hugh Jackman plays himself. He goes, you know what? If Arnold Schwarzenegger do it, I'll do it too. He sees a woman standing in the rain, this one-legged hooker, and he goes to pick her up. And he's like, I'll give you a ride. But then the press takes pictures of it, and he has a field day, and he's got to do this spin zone thing. And it's perfect because the headlines say, Hugh Jackman. And
that was
it
a
just
big spins
out of control. So then
here's the
so point. Anyway, Hugh Jackman starts losing it. He's so upset, and this cake starts talking to him. And he goes nuts, you know? Long story short, big battle at the end. He fights all the food.
All right.
I love it.
I call it you desserts.
Okay, just a quick reminder. We're trying to entertain people who don't know what the fuck we're talking about.
So it's my turn? My turn to go here?
Woo! Wow. All right, Brian, your shot.
All right, man. So Hugh Jackman is a podcast host for a video game show who also babysits, right?
Oh, I knew it would be us both.
And basically, his deal is that the world has come down to like him doing something, and he is absolutely shocked because he's meant so little the whole time. And basically, the deal is he fucking fails like to save the world, and everyone's like, "You like what? Like how? Usually, the hero wins in these stories. Like he goes against the aliens and just fucking tanks, and everyone sees it live on TV, and they're like, this fucking." Lou/Dan team of fucking homos, and they're just like, oh, all right, well, I guess, or you know, Earth comes to an end. Thanks, but, Lou and Dan, Pilcard and Figueroa.
When does the food come into play?
Is there a cake?
There, no, it's absolutely catered by the aliens, though. You can't eat anything.
Is there angry neighbor telling them to shove corn muffins in
reading buttered biscuits?
Reading comprehension, Lou. No. Oh, there was an angry neighbor. Yes. It's been a long time.
Right. Okay. Also, the character of Lou Dan can't hear, for he has buttered biscuits in his ears.
God damn it. This episode is like not going to be funny to anybody.
We're going to have to make the comic book now.
It's extra funny.
We just made the comic book.
Right. It's extra funny to everyone in the room. All right. We're moving on from that game. I did not see it going that way.
It was a good book. Hey, it was a good book, Brian. By the way.
Thank you.
I did like it.
I appreciate it.
I did.
A lot of inside jokes there.
A lot of inside baseball.
Inside baseball.
Oh, that's an inside Pete joke.
Ready to play the next game?
Yeah. Ooh.
All right. You want to do Perfect 10?
Up next, the dance floor. Painted Black presents The Perfect 10.
You missed your calling.
The strip club.
Strip club DJ. Mm.
All right, let's do it.
Next up on the poll, Lou Figueroa.
Yeah, watch those sweatpants drop.
He slides extra slippery on the poll.
Be generous with those tips. He needs to eat.
All right, the perfect 10 this week. I'm going to describe your perfect scenario. Mm-hmm. I thought of one, and I got a little impatient waiting for it because it's coming up in the next couple weeks.
Good head.
What are your plans?
Just you know what? I just can't wait.
All right, let's go. What is your plan for your perfect St. Patty's Day?
How old am I?
Now.
Current age? Yeah.
But I want to hear some excitement. Come on, this is your perfect day. Perfect St. Patty's. And if you mention, like, I smoke a lot of weed, no. I want to hear St. Patty's Day.
It's not green weed? Stop it.
It's not Irish.
Nothing but four-leaf weed.
Four-leaf clover, we would call it.
Who wants to go first? You got 1 minute on the clock, so...
I guess I'll go first.
All right, I'm pulling up my timer. Should have done that before. Ready?
Yeah.
Go.
All right, obviously I wake up. I start the day with... You know, orange stars, purple horseshoes, rainbows, balloons.
Blue moons.
Yep.
Traditional Irish breakfast.
Mm-hmm. Right. I get energized. I find a leprechaun, a midget, beat the ever-loving shit out of him.
Why?
Because he's got the gold.
That tall motherfucker. Because <Right, right.
laughs> he's got the gold, man. Obviously, so I gotta put the boots to him.
All right.
It takes a while. It takes a while, but eventually he gives it up.
The booty? Or
all of his treasures. And
the buckles on his shoes.
It's mostly just pounding on midgets.
Like that's what it sounds like. Yeah.
Sexually pounding on midgets? I'm a
touch midget. Them buckled shoes, son.
Yeah. Well, fuck, you don't got to wait till the 17th of March to do that, bro.
There you go.
All right, time.
I exert my dominance.
Time's up.
Wake up, couple Lucky Charms, butt sex with a midget.
Did you eat the Lucky Charms out of butthole? Does that
exactly.
Ooh. All right.
That sounds like a good day to me.
I'll go.
All right, Brent.
All right. All right. So my perfect St. Patrick's Day starts off with me waking up choking as a midget dressed as a leprechaun pours beer down my throat. I'm like, it's fucking St. Patty's Day, pussy. So we get up. We do a round of shots. Oh, I just bang a redheaded bitch just because it's, you know.
Why not? Why not? Spirit of the holiday.
Yeah, good times. Then, you know, we get out there, and then, you know, just like the gentleman Irish, we are getting shitty drunk in the streets. Just knocking back 12 ounces beers and just like being like, yo, man, Irish, right? Cool thing. And then we go out.
Cool. Cool thing. Lots of fun, bro.
So anyway, we go out in the parade, and we're just giving fingers out because we're stupid drunk Irish bitches. And we're just like, yeah, fuck you, praters, blah, 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 blah. And then they just started throwing, like, sweet, sweet fucking, like, eggs and hash and shit at us. They're just like, oh, man, thanks for the fucking eggs and hash, pussies. Like,
thanks for the eggs, homies.
Yeah. No. We're completely indignant the whole time. Like, thanks for the eggs, pussies. Time.
All right.
Oof. All right. So we got fucking beating up a midget and fucking fighting the Irish.
Nice.
We didn't fight nobody.
No, he just got some sweet eggs.
He got eggs?
I don't know what that's about.
Sweet eggs at me.
Eggs, all these eggs. Corned beef and hash eggs.
Want more eggs.
All right.
You know what I think of when eggs. I think of St. Patty's Day?
Green eggs.
Eggs.
Green eggs and ham.
You ever woke up on fucking the 18th? Bro, it's like you need some eggs and some like toast. World,
yeah. All right, you're right. Dan, save you those in your pocket for later. Yeah, I'm ready.
Ready? Go.
So I wake up, and my buddy's father is out, so we take his car out, and we drive down to the St. Patrick's Day parade. Now we get in it. I'm waving to people. People are loving it. Crazy drunk. One of the balloons starts cracking off. I'm holding onto the balloon. It flies me up to a patio party of nothing but midgets dressed in green.
With this
now, we start playing beer pong, and it's so easy for me. It's like the claw game. Like, I'm just over the tables, and I'm just dropping them and whatnot like that. And eventually, all the midgets, they say, Look, we only hang out with midgets, but you're a cool fellow. We love you.
They call you a tallie, but, you know.
Right, so they...
It's affectionate.
They give me the key as, like, the Alice in Wonderland door, where it's mad tiny, but I can always get in. And I got a new spot to chill. You know, I got a new place to chill.
Small place, but it's a place nonetheless.
They only drink stouts, by the way.
Time.
They love Ecto Cooler.
All right.
This is green.
So we got beaten up midgets.
I got you.
Eggs.
King of the city midgets.
King of the city midgets. I didn't know that the St. Patty's Day parade had big balloons that you could glide on.
Well, they're regular sized balloons, but today they're huge.
It really all boiled down to fucking Dan being like the cool guy in school, right? Like,
boils down to me not having repressed aggression.
It was like, shots.
I'm taller than you.
You're like, oh, what's my greatest day? I actually beat someone the fuck up. That's what's up, Pete.
Well, you're shorter than me.
Your greatest day is being accepted by people. Like,
every greatest day you have is beating someone up.
That's a lot of fun.
You think you're better than me?
Your greatest day is like, everybody liked me.
Every greatest day that Lou has is, I fucking punched someone in their face and they went down. Are you kidding? Of course they went down. Are you kidding me? Why wouldn't they go down, motherfuckers?
Dad, you're the coolest. You can hang out forever.
Oh, man. And
Lou,
I did.
Lou doesn't even have those dreams because it's just unrealistic. He's like, I went there. Yeah, everybody hated me, but you know what? I beat them the fuck up. Yeah, no one was talking to me, but then they caught a hot duff in the mouth. No, I didn't just go home and do nothing.
You guys, listen, let me tell you, it's better to be feared than liked, homie.
How would you know? What's that third option you are, Lou?
You guys should keep fighting. You guys are racking up the points.
Listen, Lou, it's better to be dismissed than feared or liked.
Well, the third option would be unsure of. Like, I don't know about that guy. He could or not be could. Dangerous.
Right. Let's move on. Let's move on to the next round. We got word association.
I like it.
All right, Lou, we're going to start with you. We're going to go around the table.
Yeah.
You got like a second.
All right.
I want like a second to do this.
1 second.
Ready?
Yeah.
One.
On your mark. Get set. Clown.
Hate.
Nose.
Boogers.
Swedish.
Fish.
Yeah. Asshole.
Cereal.
Fruit Loops.
Greasy.
Brian.
Fuck you, you spit. You swimmy ass, greasy ass, peely ass spit.
I wrote asshole. I didn't expect cereal. That was before that horrible thing.
He expected Brian again.
He's expecting Dan, to be honest.
This is greasy as fish oil, man. Fuck that nigga.
All right, Brian, you ready?
Yeah.
Bike.
Lose a greasy bitch.
Plump.
Lose a greasy bitch.
Cheddar.
Brian.
Russia.
Not, doesn't matter.
Corn.
Iowa.
Okay, fair enough. There we go. Dan, you ready?
Yeah, all right.
Skinny. Pass. Dick.
Blue.
Bird.
Ostrich.
Bull.
Oh, I forget his name, but that big red bull that fought the Ninja Turtles.
Oh, gosh. And your final word?
Well, at least we know what Lou's been doing for the week.
Your final word? Speech.
Brian.
Well, thank you.
Sometimes you get lost in it, homie.
Well, I am whimsical, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We got one more thing to do, and then we can call it a night.
All right. So, champion, just spin it.
Spin the wheel of games. Let's hear it.
Could you hear it over the beers and
all the beer cans? Player's choice.
It's your game, man. What do you need?
It's up to you guys. What do you want to play? We got Boulder Dash. We got Living in America. We got Hashtag. We got Hypothetical.
I say beat Lou's own game. Go Boulder Dash.
I'm going to go either Hashtag or Boulder Dash. What do you guys think?
It's up to you, man.
I like Hashtag. It's fun.
We played like 3 or 4 times in a row.
Have we? I think we only played last week.
You want to do a brief Boulder Dash card?
Well, you know what?
Yeah, all right.
No, do what you want. Do what you want to do.
No, we'll do Boulder Dash.
All right. All right, Lou, you got all the themes to Boulder Dash.
Let's see. Here we go. We haven't heard this one in a minute.
Yeah. This is how Lou's
black smooth jam for the
St. Patrick's Day went.
It's a good St. Patrick's
some
Day.
Lube for this Boulder Dash, because otherwise we're going in dry. We're coming at you hot and heavy with some questions.
Right. Yeah, can we cut that off? No,
Lou, keep it coming, baby.
It's like 3 more minutes of this.
It's like velvet butter in my ears.
Right. You getting a little chubby?
Full chubby.
Tort?
Rock solid.
Abbreviate this, motherfucker.
Granite is soft compared to me, right?
You cut tile with Brian's penis.
Very shapes and sizes, whatever you need, son.
Sexy ass consequences. And now, back to the game.
Holy shit, finally. Alright, I pulled a card at random. I don't know if we've ever done it, but we're gonna just do this card. Who wants to start off?
I'll start off.
Alright, you want the word to define?
Would you have like a beer?
I'm okay.
No, I'm still working on mine.
All right, yeah. The word to define?
Word to define.
Let's do it.
All right, your word to define. Mm-hmm. Oikofujik.
Oikofujik?
Oikofujik.
It's the ancient art of Japanese just honor, man. Oikofujik is like what you practice.
I thought that was yash.
That's respect.
Yosh.
Like, oikofujik is what, like, if you deliver a bad pizza, you bow and commit suicide, seppuku. But it's oikofuja when you admit that you've done the bad job. It's just like, I did not deliver in 30 minutes. And then, oikofuja.
You almost vomited from that.
Yeah, man. Sorry. Right. Oikofuja. Japanese.
Dan, oikofuja. Let Brian catch his breath.
Yeah, I'm going to say oikofuja or oikofuji, as it's usually known. The symptom is when you're a werepig, like a werewolf, but you're oikofuja.
Oikofuja.
Is that what you said? Oiko?
Oiko.
Oh,
I'm still going with werepig.
Go with werepig. And Lou.
Oikofujik.
Just wake up all muddy and smelly.
Is the act of the Chinese making Greek yogurt. Oikofujik. Delicious.
Wah, wah, wah. Where's your buzzer noise now, Lou?
I'm pretty sure I have like crowds clapping somewhere.
I'm going to give the point to Brian.
Is that going
to
happen? Woo! It's going to happen.
I've got to give the point to Brian for sacrificing his health.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Well, it's got... I mean, you're cutting
it's seppuku, but I'm calling it oikofujik.
Yeah.
No, seppuku... No, oikofujik is the art of admitting you're wrong before you seppuku. Oh,
and then doing it very loudly. Right. Not quite effectively.
Yeah. As opposed to just being like, fucking...
You looked like you were searching for the death spot. Like, usually when you commit seppuku, you know, he was like, where is it?
Ah! He was doing, like, finger eights on his
visual
stomach.
Joke. He was just sawing away at the midsection.
Yeah. Look, it wasn't pretty. It was bloody.
All right, Dan.
Mm-hmm.
Why would we know Scott Olsen?
Scott Olsen?
I'll give you a second to think.
Okay.
Because oikofujik is constant wandering.
Scott Olsen is the... only Olsen brother, where they're like, you're a boy, that's not cute at all,
mister.
You're in big trouble. Oh, born a boy? You're in big trouble, mister.
Fuller House, now on Netflix.
Fuller House. No.
What, they got two Uncle Jessies or something like that?
Nah, it's just, they just roll reversed it.
It's really the same horrible show from the 90s, but worse.
Cut it out. Shut up, Coulier! It was bad in the 90s, it's bad now!
I hated Full House.
Oh, God,
I fucking hated Full House.
My friends in my group chat are like, dude, who wouldn't want to watch Full House? Like, I didn't really like it back then. I'm not going to go
I
back
hated it when it was on originally. Why the really fuck bad. Would I watch it now?
Oh, I can see corny-ass Bob Saget.
It's the worst.
How many episodes until John Stamos fucking plays a song?
A million. Name? The guy is a workhorse. Did ER forever.
All right.
Lou? Scott Olsen.
Scott Olsen is an old-timey boxer who got recognition for constantly disobeying the rules and punching people right in the dick. Just constant nut shots.
Scott Dick Punching Olsen.
Scott Nutshot Olsen.
Nutshot.
Ring-a-ding-ding.
Nutshot Scott.
Yeah. He didn't win many bouts, but he was feared by many.
Win by DQ, Scott Olsen.
And finally, Brian, who's Scott Olsen?
Scott Olsen doesn't know that Fiona and me do it in his van every Sunday.
Scotty didn't know?
Scotty doesn't know. No, don't tell Scotty.
Don't tell Scotty.
Scotty doesn't know, bro.
He doesn't know. Mm-hmm. Don't tell Scotty.
Man, you're not being very oikofujik, but not admitting it.
That's to just cough that out.
He's really dying.
It's rough. You scream, motherfuckers.
Yeah. All right, I like the reference, Brian. So you're up next. Scott Olsen was the inventor of rollerblades.
Was that the second question?
Yeah.
So yeah. That's...
I went first.
Oh, you went first.
Oh, yeah.
Then he went.
Yeah, Boulder-ish.
Lou, you're right. You're right. I'm sorry. I'm out of practice.
Hmm.
It's been a few months since we dashed.
Since you read cards at people.
Since
I paid attention.
We did the Boulder Dash.
You put the wrong song, didn't you?
Why are you doing this to me, Marty?
Do the dash,
motherfucker.
All right, so what's...
All right, Lou?
Yeah.
Letters, DCA. What do they stand for?
Doing cereal anally.
That's true.
Call back!
Mm-hmm. It's the only way to do it. Son.
Enough said, sir.
I got all my vitamins and minerals for the day.
Vitamin,
it's a well-balanced
vitamin breakfast. A for sure.
Yeah. Little vitamin B. Mm-hmm. H. Butthole.
All right, yeah, BH, all right.
Well, I'm sorry, what was the question?
DCA.
DCA, these are girls that P has not met. These are dick-chugging animals.
All right.
I appreciate another callback. Mm-hmm.
It's like the black rhino.
You know, like how
white whale.
What was that Jap art we talked about? Where they're like, ah.
I've got more blowjobs from more girls than any of you, so I love it.
That's a wild accusation to be thrown out there.
Oh, but it's so true.
Stop it. Anyway, what was that Japanese?
You talking about seppuku?
No, the other.
Ah! Yeah!
Just don't start screaming again.
Yeah.
What are you referencing?
It was a shitty, you getting a shitty blowjob joke. Whatever. It doesn't matter. Just like your blowjob. Let's go.
It don't matter. Quantity over quality.
Oh, they've all been
bad. Sally, you're taking that just fine.
They've all been bad. Dan?
All right, I'm going to say
Beats BJ's all smell like, sound like.
Like a mouse, like a mouse chewing on cheese.
Slight nibbles. That's how I like it. What was that one?
A little tiny spat. Like,
followed by gentle whispers.
I'm going to say it is the phenomenon of Lou being in the same room with Dan Pilkar. It's when he goes home and has sex with his wife. It's really good after when I'm on the podcast. It's Dan can arouse.
Lou thinks it's Dan when he bangs his girl.
Yeah. It's like, oh, he beat me again in Boulder Dash. Ah! I love it. He looks so good in gold.
To be fair, I honestly lost track of who's winning this thing. So
Lou's nodding.
It's going to be a surprise.
Lou's nodding, which is great.
It's going to be a surprise to everybody. All right.
Brian starts.
Movie title. What is... We could almost skip this one because we just did a lot of movie plots.
All right, what's this one?
But what is it? Zed and Two Knots.
Zed and Two Knots is...
DCA, by the way. Dachshund Club of America.
Zed and Two Knots is the movie where Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, Zed and Bulk and Skull get together and they fight the Power Rangers.
Zed was like, I need help fighting my own guys. Bulk and Skull.
Oh, Lord Zed.
Yeah.
Lord
Zed. No, I think he's thinking of Zordon.
No, I'm thinking of Lord Zed.
Oh.
No, I think the crazy muscular guy.
The guy with the brains?
Replacement. Reader's, right?
The skinless guy with the crown.
Yeah, I remember
him. I'm not thinking of fucking Zordon.
Yeah.
And Alva, ay.
I retract my statement. I think I was thinking of Zordon.
Yeah, anyway, he teams up with Bulk and Skull to topple the Power Rangers, but... unfortunately for them, they already filmed it in Japan 10 years ago. So
like, no, we had that one scene. That one scene, Megazord chops, and you go down. You go down now. Nice.
The fact that it hurts you is...
I'm not a screamer, man. I'm not a screamer.
It's weirdly, like, terrible but funny. All right, Dan, Zed and Two Knots.
I'm going to have to say this was the, it was planned before he passed away. It was about Zed from Men in Black. It was his vehicle. It was about him when he was younger.
Swinging this.
I don't remember Zed.
From what?
Men in Black. He was Rip Torn.
Oh, Rip Torn's the shit, man.
Yeah. Fuck yeah, he is.
like it.
That's it?
So he no, no, no. When he quits Men in Black, he gets his little, you know, he gets his little mind erased, and he becomes a dodgeball champion in a wheelchair.
Duck dived. I like to drink my own urine because it's sanitary and it tastes good.
You rhymed Dutch.
What do you got,
twice.
Luke? Come on. Hit Luke, us up with some fire.
Zed and Two Knots.
Zed and Two Knots is kind of a spin-off movie about this dude who likes to butt-fuck strangers and then fill up on garlic knots afterwards. Until eventually this boxer comes along and kills him for his bike.
I can't believe you destroyed me like that. Mm-hmm.
You want to hear what this movie's really about? This actually threw me off. A one-legged woman has an affair with two ex-Siamese twin brothers after she runs into them with her car.
So I was so
you
close.
Were closest. So close.
I don't know the number of limbs working when she hit, but...
If you hit a Siamese brothers, is that double
bingo!
Homicide? No, I'm you saying, is that double? Does that count as two?
Of course it counts as two, man.
That's a spree.
I ain't gonna... Just because it got one heartbeat don't mean it got two lives.
Nah, I think it should count as one.
Zed's dead, baby.
Zed's dead, baby. Zed's dead.
All right, we got one final thing to do. That's the law question.
Oh, the law.
Dan, we're up to you, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
In South Carolina, an old law stated that it is unlawful to hide what?
Your rebel flag. It's gotta be somewhere. Somewhere either on your vehicle Stop or saluting. On your person. They're like, you moved to South Carolina. We know you own one, so you have to put it somewhere.
Luke?
What was the whole thing again?
In South Carolina, an old law stated that it is unlawful to hide what?
All right. You can't play hide the sausage. You got to be out in the open with it.
Free the sausage.
Yeah. Don't try to be coy about fucking. Just slam it out in the open. That's how they do an SC.
And so, Brian?
South Kakalaki.
Final answer.
I'm sorry, what was it?
Brian's suffering from his performance tonight. The man put himself out there today.
Look, yeah. Guys, I might scream one more time if I kill him.
Next week, no, just me and up. Pete.
Yeah. I'm Pete, that's Lou. Brian's dead.
That's the end of the show, guys.
He's
sorry.
Signing this episode.
That was fun for a while.
All right, well, what was it one more time?
In South Carolina, an old law stated that it is unlawful to hide.
Your tears for the rebel flag. Just gotta let them flow. What would be a good song? I guess it'd be like, ho, hey, pick a bell of cotton. Ho, hey, pick a bell of cotton.
While you're shedding a tear?
And for the Confederate flag in South Carolina.
That's a happy song. I
Cotton Eye Joe.
Yeah, it's South Carolina.
Cotton Eye Joe.
But like the slow version. Baby's totally yeah. stoked about
Maybe
the
if
fucking.
They did like a piano no. version.
Where did you come from? Where did you go?
Where did you come from, Cotton Eye Joe?
Yeah.
All right. That's game. Mm-hmm. I want you guys to talk amongst yourselves for a minute. I will tabulate the points.
You know you're losing that shit, right?
I understand why we don't do Balderdash anymore.
I understand why you don't like That's to do Balderdash anymore.
Oh, because you came with the hot fire, Lou, right?
Just like I did last week.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got burnt, nigga.
I remember you coming fire. With the hot fire last week. Remember you took that picture of me with the belt?
Yeah.
What'd you do with that? You put that up on your wall because you were going to put it up on the
I just
Twitter.
Deleted that joint.
Oh, did you?
No, I actually didn't. I'll put it up.
I don't care.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
Because you need something to remember that, guy.
I continue to talk. That's good.
Can we get one more out of you?
Yeah, we need a little separate.
No.
One more time for the fans. This is...
It's like when Homer Simpson couldn't take one more cannonball to the gut.
What was...
Tore the smashing pumpkin.
Tell me the ancient art of the sacrifice.
What was it? Quizzo Coo or something?
I actually got... I got the results here.
Right. He's pounding his stomach. He eats too much sugar. It's like Quizno.
He's going to vomit.
I'm good.
Originally, Brian won.
Mm-hmm.
Followed by Dan, then Lou. Then I counted the dong points up. And you guys were petty this week.
Mm.
And Brian dropped. Then Dan dropped. Then Lou won.
I was
You guys donged.
I'm fine with losing, but say I was petty. I didn't make fun of it that much.
No, it wasn't even lose. It was just, like, dong points, man. You can't argue with the dong points.
You said we were petty, right? Like,
it was a weird you guys term got, to use.
I think you guys were throwing a
I
lot of...
I think Lou got 24 to being pissy when he walked in the door. No, congratulations to Lou.
Mm-hmm. Like hand it over, motherfucker.
Like the Chicago Cubs of podcast.
Your reign,
there you go, bud.
Your reign is over.
There you go,
it's
bud.
Done. You never should have got it in the first place.
Lou, first time Ooh. Champ. I like it.
I will say, Brian and Dan tied.
Okay.
Post dong. And Lou just eked ahead by 3 measly little points.
I'm taking this joint home.
You could take it
home. He's showing it to his son.
That's right.
Gotta impress your family somehow, See? Man. I'm cool with
it. Remember that time your papa was a winner?
Remember that one time I brought home that belt my buddy bought?
Courtney, fry fish as long as you want. They ain't burning it here.
I'm going to bed with this.
All right. Let's call it a night.
No. He gets his...
Yeah.
Yeah, but we're not done there. We got to throw our plugs out and shit.
Yeah, but no.
Dan, why don't you start plug your show?
VG Times 3. It's on iTunes. We're all on it.
Say it with some gusto.
Sans Lou, as a French would say. And it's a good time. You know, you like video games, look us up.
Throw it to Twitter.
VGX3 Radio on Twitter. If you're a fan of Painted Black Twitter, Lou's basically all over my nutsack on Twitter. So every other one's going to be a VG Times 3, so check that out.
Yeah.
And we got the Facebook. I'm more of a Facebook dude, like I said, than Twitter, so you'll see more on VGX3.
But look it up, VG letter X, number 3. Check
Correct.
That out.
Correct. Check it out.
We just recorded one. It was fun.
It was fun.
It was a lot of fun. And as for us, you know the places. Follow us on Twitter at PIB Comics and like us on Facebook and all the other stuff. Hashtag Potter and Family. RadioVegas.rocks. What else?
All the social media outlets are just basically Twitter's the main one. If you want to hit me up, I'll hit you back.
All the social
We'll talk with you. Yeah.
So, Lou, we're going to put 20 seconds on the clock. You're going to get whatever you want to say. Yeah. Brian, why don't you cue up that music?
All right, you know I'm the fucking star, and now I finally got the belt to prove it. That's right, I'm the fucking man. This guy, he's garbage. His show?
He's pointing at Brian. He's talking about Painted Black.
This guy ain't even going to be here next week because his voice is shot. He's like Samson, son.
Time.
Oh, shit. He's cut off his hair.
Samson.
You call...
Whoa. Close the door behind you.
Why am I?